on the 101 begins with an epigraph by Jennifer Elise Forrester, an atlas on the underside of my dream. On the 101, on the cab ride from the San Francisco airport, the driver, a guy named Tom from Southeast Asia. "Are you in town for a convention?" he says. "No," I say, "I'm a poet. I'm here to write." His face changes in the rear view. He gets that look in his eye, that flash, then retreat I've seen so often. "Are you a writer?" I say. "Oh, no, no," he says. "I work on English." "You seem like a writer to me," I say. He smiles. "I study. In my country, it's hard to get education. I have done middle school." He grabs three books from the passenger seat, lifts them up. "This is what I do. I read these books. I talk to people. Way to learn." The cab fills with moving air, my face waking cool to the cirrus sky. "Wow," I say, "that's great. It seems like a really good way to do it. Can I see those books?" His face opens, his brown eyes alive, and he passes them back to me. They're written in a language I've never seen. "This Burmese," he says, "my language. These books I read to learn." "I've never seen books like these," I say. "Yes," he says, "these are my books." "Great," I say, as I hand them back to him. We're driving by the San Francisco Bay. I feel opened to the air and the great expanse. Can I find my way to my birth father? Poems of where I came from. Tom hands me one of the books and says, "Gift for you." "Surprise," I say, "oh my." And look at the slim green book, the cover a waterfall with rose-colored flowers. The cover and inside written in Burmese. "It is a Buddhist book. I am Buddhist," he says. "This is very kind of you," I say, and Tom nods. "I don't think I should keep this," I say. "I don't know how to read it, and this is one of your books." "Maybe one day you learn," he says, smiling. I'm nodding. "Yes, he's right." "Yes, you're right," I say. "I can learn like you're learning. Thank you. Thanks so much." I knew I wouldn't learn the language, but I'd read it. I'd feel the voices moving through me as I held the book. Tom is very happy and saying, "My gift to you." And I thank him again. The bay still there, blue with its endless stories and upheavals. I say, "When we get there, I want to give you one of my books." Tom's face tightens. "No, no, not that. I give you my book, my gift." I see I've upset him and say, "I know, I appreciate your gift, but I want to give you one of my books as a gift." He looks at me in the rear view, his eyes serious, as if he's checking me for truth. "Okay. Okay," he says. "Thank you," I say. I open the green book. It's all written in Burmese, with the exception of about 10 numbered sentences in English. I open to the first English sentence. Number 1, "You will be given a body."